ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Auspicious appearance. This speaker now. Of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. There is a beautiful song by Srila Narottam Das Thakur wherein he sings Brajendra Nandana Je Sachi Shuta Haihila Se Balarama Hoilo Nita. He's offering his obeisances to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, and who is none other than Brajendra Nandana Kumar, the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj. And Lord Balaram, his elder brother, has appeared as Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Sri Krishna appears as Chaitanya, and Sri Balaramji appears as Lord Nityananda. Baladev, refers to spiritual strength. It is the spiritual power that animates all living beings within creation. This body is dead. There is no material force or power that can give life to a dead corpse. It is the spiritual energy of God, or Bala, that is the source of all life and consciousness. Therefore, our very existence is ever depending on Bala, or the divine spiritual energy of the Lord. Therefore, Baladev is considered to be the original spiritual master. Why? Because for spiritual consciousness, for our spiritual life to be awakened, we are fully dependent on the shelter of Guru. And Baladev is the original Guru because he is the original expansion of the Lord which emulates his divine potency or strength. So that Baladev has appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. There is a place in West Bengal, in an area called Radha Desh, in which there is a village called Eka Chakra, and Lord Nityananda appeared there as the son of Hadai Pandit and his mother Padmavati. He appeared especially for the purpose of revealing the supreme most mercy of any incarnation that has ever existed throughout all eternity. Because the mercy of Lord Nityananda had no reason, had no logic, and therefore made no discrimination. When Krishna appeared, he demanded Sarva dharma anparityaja mamikam saranam braja, that you surrender to me. And those who were against Krishna, those who were against the principles of religion, Sri Krishna with his mighty Sudarshan chakra would sever the head and send them back to the spiritual world through that process of liberation. Now Sri Krishna as explained by Srila Rupa Goswami, appeared in the most munificent incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurateshe Namaha. Because he is freely giving that same liberation and beyond, not with the weapon of Sudarshan, but with his supreme ashtra, the holy name. Simply by delivering the transcendental sound of the holy name of Krishna, he was giving every living being the opportunity of awakening his love of God. As we know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, so that people would respect and hear from him. But in doing so, he also had to follow very, very strict rules and regulations, which barred him from properly gaining entrance to various very low-class sinful conditions of life. Lord Nityananda, he left home when he was only 12 years old with one sannyasi and traveled to all the holy places in India. And alas, he came to Vrindavan. From there, he simply waited for Sri Chaitanya to reveal his Sankirtan Leela, the chanting of the holy names. And then he went to Sri Navadvip Dham, and Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda united for the purpose of showering the supreme mercy of the Lord upon all living beings. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sannyas order of life, he instructed Lord Nityananda that he should marry, although he was living like a renunciate. The reason why he did this is because those people, those living beings who are so low, if a sannyasi were to associate with such persons, they would be condemned by the higher classes of society. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lord Nityananda that you please deliver the lowest of the low. Do not discriminate between who is high and who is low. See, mercy can only find its place in the heart that feels itself to be the lowest of the low. Because as long as someone thinks that they are worthy or deserving, you cannot be grateful. It is not an act of mercy to deliver such a person. Causeless mercy means there's no cause. Therefore, good intelligence, good brain substance, is absolutely no qualification for love of God or bhakti. Expertise in performance of ritual, high birth, pious living can give you no entrance into the realm of bhakti. There's only one qualification: a very humble heart that is eager and sincere to receive the causeless mercy that we do not deserve. Until you have that state of consciousness, you cannot gain into the field or realm of bhakti. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this was what he taught. Simply have an eager heart, be a little sincere to receive my mercy, and you will go back to Godhead. But those who did not even have that was Lord Nityananda's quota for him to deliver. You are not eager to hear about Krishna. You have no sincere desire whatsoever. He would search out for those people who would not accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by any means. Mahaprabhu gave so simple. Lord Nityananda would fall at the feet of such persons. He would roll on the ground with tears in his eyes and beg them, please accept Gauranga. Please accept the holy name that is emanating from his lips. Please chant Gauranga, the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Lord Nityananda showed us by his example the supreme humility of God, that he is willing, although he is the supreme creator of all creators, he is the master of the entire universe. He is the worshipable Lord of all the demigods and all the saints and all the sages. And he is the unparalleled, supreme object of love of all residents of the spiritual world, Vaikuntha. He's perfect and complete in himself. He is Abhigya Swarat. He is all-knowing and independent. He requires nothing from anyone. That same Lord prostrates himself at the feet of the lowest, most fallen, and the most sinful of all beings, begging them with tears in their eyes, please accept the treasure of love of God. Please accept the means out from all this suffering and bondage. Accept the name of Gauranga and be peaceful, be free, be happy forever. This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is required that we first approach Lord Nityananda. You see, to enter into the realm of Brajadham, the Leela of Radha and Govinda, is very difficult. Because Brajalila is confined to a very, very confidential circle of associates. And unless you are utterly free from all selfish motivations, unless you are totally immersed in unmotivated, uninterrupted, pure devotional service of the Lord, Radha Krishna's Leela is all theoretical. You cannot taste or experience the true sweetness. But you see, Gaur Leela is non-different than Braja Leela. There is only one difference, magnanimity. In the Gaur Leela, simply distributes indiscriminately in all directions the pure realizations of Braja Leela, breaks through all the barriers which confine Krishna's Leela to a confidential circle, and distributes it to all. Because, as it is said, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya, that Radha and Krishna have appeared in one form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you see, Radha Krishna's Leela is very much misunderstood. Hardly anyone could really understand it as it is. Everyone has pictures of Radha Krishna in their house. That is very nice, it is purifying. But to understand, you see, as long as we are attached to the material bodily conception, we transfer that conception even on the spiritual principles of life. We have an idea of what is the relationship between a man and a woman in this world. Huh? We have an idea of romance. We have an idea of love. As long as our senses are contaminated by kama or lust, it is impossible to truly understand what is the divine love between Radha and Krishna. I remember, I tell this story often, I was preaching in Kentucky, in the United States of America, and one very famous PhD professor, he received several PhDs. And he was also teaching at this Hindu university in Varanasi for many years, and also in major colleges in America. He was teaching Hinduism. And he said to me, please answer one question. Of all the forms of God to worship, why Radha and Krishna? Have you ever read the Gita Govinda? I did my thesis in Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda. Radha and Krishna, do you know what they used to do in the bushes of the forest of Vrindavan? All immoral activities. Such a lusty god. Of all people to worship, why him? I explained to him, my dear sir, you are a PhD, correct? He said, yes, not only one, but four. At that point, I thanked Krishna that I never finished college. And because pride is the greatest demon that consumes all chances of devotion, I told him, did you begin your studies in graduate school? Or did you begin in kindergarten? Or before that, nursery school? He said, I began in nursery school. I said, Jayadev Goswami's Gita Govinda is graduate study. You should study the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita for about the next 10 years. And purify yourself of all the horrible misconceptions you have. As long as we are tainted with material desires, it's all an imitation to try to understand Krishna's real love for Radharani. Therefore, how merciful is Radha and Krishna that they have appeared as Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha Krishna in one form. It is described that Krishna was very anxious to experience the sweetness of Srimati Radharani's love. He was thinking that I am called Rama, which means the reservoir of all pleasure. Any pleasure anywhere is only coming from the fountainhead, the source of all pleasure, which is me. And yet Srimati Radharani, upon loving me, is experiencing millions of times more pleasure than me. So I want to try to understand what is Sri Radha's pleasure. So therefore, he approached Srimati Radharani, Krishna, and he said, I am going to appear in this material world, in the material world, because after all, it's time to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name. That's external. But my real reason is I want to appear with your sentiments, so that I can personally experience the sweetness of your love. And I want to be like you. Upon taking my name, roll on the ground in ecstasy and see what you're feeling. So Srimati Radharani said, yes, I will bless you by giving you the sentiments of my love, but only under one condition. When you roll on the ground in my ecstasy, you will hurt yourself very bad. So I will cover your body with my complexion. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna with the complexion and the sentiments of Srimati Radharani. Sri Krishna, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayani. So the Radha Krishna Brajadham has appeared as Gauranga. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas, and he lived by the highest principles of renunciation. So you see, to understand Lord Chaitanya is to understand Radha Krishna. There is no difference. Whatever advancement you make, whatever credits you gain in Gaur Leela, that credit goes right to Braja Leela. But the difference is this. You cannot understand. No matter how materialistic your mind is, you cannot pervert the real meaning of Lord Chaitanya's divine descent. Because he is sannyasi. All you could do is receive his mercy and chant the holy name. There's nothing to misunderstand. So thinking like this, Lord Nityananda, he was told by Lord Chaitanya, you distribute the name of Sri Krishna everywhere you go. Lord Chaitanya himself would be chanting wherever he went. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But Lord Nityananda was thinking that who will understand Radha and Krishna properly? Better if I teach them about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then automatically they will learn Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Lord Nityananda, wherever he went, he would sing a beautiful song that he composed. I'll sing it and then you follow. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam Re, Che Jana Gauranga Baje, Se Hai Mora Pran Re. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Namre, Che Jana Gauranga Baje, Se Hai Mora Pranre. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam Re, Che Jana Gauranga Baje, Se Hai Mora Pran Re. Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam Re, Che Jana Gauranga Baje, Se Hai Mora Pran Re.
Baja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga Naam Re,
worship Gauranga, chant the holy name of Gauranga, take the mercy of Gauranga. Anyone who is willing to do this is my life and soul. This was the prayer of Lord Nityananda wherever he would roam. He would roam on both the eastern and the western sides of the Ganga, through all cities, towns, and villages with this divine message. Dina hina yata chilo harinama utarilo tarasaki jagai madhai. That he proved that simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, even the most wicked and sinful of all sinners can be elevated to the topmost position. And this was proven reverence of those two wretched dacoits, Jagai and Madhai. Therefore, the qualification for receiving Lord Nityananda's mercy is to simply accept that I am a fallen soul. To simply, in that humble state of consciousness, receive his mercy as it is coming through his representative, the spiritual master. But you cannot properly receive the mercy of Guru, who is the representative of Nityananda Prabhu, unless we consider ourselves fallen. It is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, his prayers to Lord Nityananda, how it is by the mercy of Lord Nityananda only that he was given entrance into the great treasure of devotional service. And in his profuse praise of Lord Nityananda, he explains the feelings of his own heart. Please understand that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is the supreme most of all devotees of the Lord in his realization of God. He is the very author of the postgraduate study of all the Vedas, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Krishnadas is saying that I am lower than Jagai and Madhai. I am more sinful even than these two demons. I am more abominable than a worm in stool. Anyone who even hears my name loses immediately the credit of all his pious activities and all his previous lives. Prabhupada explains he was not simply proudly trying to look humble, but he was genuinely and honestly speaking the feelings of his heart. This is the nature of a great soul. Now in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is also praying profusely the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu as his only shelter, his life and his soul. He is praying that the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda may ever be placed within the altar of his heart. And at the end of his prayers, he begins to pray that all living beings, may you all be fortunate and humble your hearts and receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And for those who are not willing to accept, even after hearing all these instructions, I kick them on the head with my foot. So one may ask, what kind of humility is that? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he's claiming himself to be lower than a worm in stool, more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. He's praying to take the dust of the feet, even of the most sinful of all souls, on his head. Huh? And Vrindavan Das Thakur, who has the exact same realization as Krishna Das, he is saying, anyone who does not accept Nityananda, I kick him with my foot in their head. Trinadapi sunechana, turadapi sahishnana, amani namana dena kirtaniya sadahari. One should be more humble than grass, more tolerant than tree, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. So how do we understand this as being humble? Can anyone answer this question? The great Acharyas explain that Vrindavan Das Thakur was the most humble of all humble souls. But how merciful he is in his humility. He was thinking like this, that inevitably there are going to be people who just refuse to accept the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And therefore they're lost. What hope is there? He's so kind, he's so merciful, without discrimination. But there are people who will blaspheme him and accuse him and criticize him and misjudge him. What salvation is there for such persons? So he was feeling himself the son of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because after all, a devotee is a representative of the Lord. He is the son, the child. And Vrindavan Das Thakur was thinking, I'm such a little child that if a child offends somebody, then the parent will feel so embarrassed that he will give that person some special reward. Right? That is the natural love of a parent. So there's no way that these people are going to be saved. So somehow or other, if I just commit such an offense to these people by kicking them in the head with my foot, or at least threatening to do so, then Lord Nityananda will think, oh, my son, he has committed such an offense to this person that I have to make it up to you by giving you some special mercy. This is his humility. This is the humility of the Vaishnava. So on this very auspicious day of Nityananda Trayodasi, we should very seriously re-examine our motivations in life. You see, Lord Nityananda, early in the morning, before the break of dawn, he would go to individual persons' houses. From the side of the road, he would sing that you are uselessly throughout the day decorating your dead bodies. And at night, you simply waste in the ignorance of sleep. In this way, your whole life is passing. Food, home, various forms of prestige, wealth, it is all nothing but the decorations of a dead body. Because this body is dead, has always been dead, and will always be dead. It is that bala, that spiritual spark, that spiritual potency, the spiritual strength of God, which is within every soul, part and parcel. It gives life. Without nourishing the soul through loving devotion to Krishna, simply living on the bodily concept of life is nothing but the decoration of a dead body. Of course, most people would not even think there's anything wrong with decorating a dead body. Prabhupada used to tell us that there are certain classes of very poor people in India that they have nothing. They live on the streets. And yet they save their money in large amounts until they die. And then they have their relatives decorate them very nice with all jewelry and beautiful silk robes and then a nice velvet stretcher or whatever. And then they burn it, huh? And everyone says, oh, very nice, he has left in honor. And of course, to such people, this is natural, decorating a dead body. They'll starve themselves throughout their life just so they could decorate their corpse. But of course, a sane person understands the futility of such an existence. Or does he? We're all doing it 24 hours a day. I'm sorry, 12 hours a day. The other 12 are sleeping. So Lord Nityananda would accuse everyone that you are wasting the most valuable opportunity of this human life. Durlabhamana bhajanva lobhya samsare. Out of the 8,400,000 species of life, it takes millions and millions of births going through sufferings of birth and death to attain this human form. And what are you doing? You're simply spending all your human energy to decorate your dead bodies. You're getting nice skills, you're making lots of money, you have a nice house, you have a nice bed, you have a nice wife, you have a nice family, you have big, big degrees. You have respectability within society. But what does that do for your soul? Absolutely zero. So Lord Nityananda would explain, wake up, sleeping souls! Chant the holy names of the Lord. Accept with an eager and sincere heart the mercy of the Lord, which is descending in the sound of His name. Samsara vishanale divanishihi ajvale judai pina khainu ubhaan Manushya janamapaya Radha Krishna nabhajiya Chaniya suniya visha kainu Golokhiro prematana Harinama sankirtana. It is explained by Narottam Das Thakur that although I have attained this rare and valuable human life, I have so sorrowfully, pitifully wasting it, simply enjoying my senses, which is nothing less than drinking poison willingly. That the burning, scorching heat of material existence is constantly inflicting great anxiety in my heart. And yet I am so shameful that I refuse to worship Radha and Krishna. But from the spiritual world of Goloka has descended the holy name of Krishna. And anyone who simply takes to the chanting of the holy name can awaken one's real life, spiritual life, which is everlasting, full of knowledge, and full of real pleasure. This is the gift of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And this is the gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kevala Ananda Khanda. That simply by chanting, dancing and feasting, these three simple processes, anyone from any position in life can attain the supreme perfection. Even a child. Whether one is from the east or from the west, whether one is illiterate or very, very, very greatly intelligent, whether one is man or woman, rich or poor, Lord Nityananda made absolutely no discrimination. He profusely gave the name of Krishna, gave the name of Gauranga to everyone in all directions. And Lord Nityananda himself, when he would chant and when he would dance, anyone who would hear him or see him would be captivated with love of God. So he taught us this process. Chant, dance, feast, be happy. There's nothing else required. If you are expert at something, do it for Krishna. But if you are not dancing, chanting and feasting, all your other activities are like an empty shell. This is the substance of real spiritual purification in the age of Kali. So therefore, when we celebrate the appearance day of these great incarnations of Godhead, we should know that we are doing so for the pleasure of the Lord. What is that verse by Narottam Das Thakur? Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Suhuki Kripa Palokana Koro Ami Bado Duki. That Lord Nityananda is always the reservoir of the greatest ecstasy as he is chanting and dancing, distributing his mercy profusely. So the greatest way to please him is by accepting his mercy, by enthusiastically, with great eagerness, chanting the holy names, dancing. So what is this dancing that Lord Nityananda has taught? It is not a sensual exhibition of physical excellence. It has nothing to do with that. It is meant to be, the expression of the humility of the heart, gracefully reaching out for the mercy of the Lord, gracefully dedicating our body, our mind, and our words. Our mind is absorbed in hearing the holy name. Our words are absorbed in vibrating the holy name. And our body is absorbed in dancing for the pleasure of the Lord. This process of dancing and chanting is utterly scientific. It is the most full and complete meditation, because your entire existence, body, mind, and soul, body, mind, words, and soul, everything is immersed, absorbed as an offering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Huh? It is very simple and utterly complete. This is the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So now it is time for the celebrated aarti of Sri Sri Nitai Gaura Chandra. We see them on the altar on our left. 24 hours a day they are dancing like this. They never stop. Their arms never get tired. Until we become like that, we are unfortunate. So they have come in this beautiful form of Nitai Gaurachandra. Krishna has come in the guise of his devotee to teach us how to perfect our lives. And how are they teaching us? Like this. Huh? Can you all do like this? Radha Gopinath, Supreme Personality of Godhead, stay up. They're 24 hours a day, you can stay for 1 minute. Radha Gopinath are the supreme enjoyers, but that same Radha Gopinath has appeared as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to show us by their example how to love them. And how are they teaching us to love Radha Gopinath? Like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.